blockage on.
I'm sure, yeah. Start the date, the total away, about 5-ish. Okay.
In the Parsha Gezel Ager, after Shlishi, the Pasuk says like this, a person ki yasu mikol chatzos ha'odom, who does kol chatzos ha'odom, limoil mal bashem, to make a breach, to make an attack against Hashem, ba'oshmo ha'nefesh ha'hi, and that soul is guilty. It's a very stark loshem. Limo mal b'ashem ba'oshma nefesh ha'i. So Rashi says, and the Gemara learns, that it's a parsha of Gezel v'nishba al sheker. Right? We have already a parsha. We're learning by Yikra already in some parshas, but in parsha by Yikra, if a person steals and is challenged by the Beis Din, and he makes a shavua v'sheker that he didn't steal, and then afterwards he owns up. The din is he has to pay a keren v'chomesh, he has to pay back the money and pay a fifth on top of it, which is a quarter, as far as we're concerned, and bring a korban oshon. But so it's repeated here, says Rashi, b'shul shnei devarim. There's two lessons what we're taught here that are not mentioned there in Vayikra. One is that this din of paying keren chomesh for oshon is only if vehisvadu. If he owns up of his own accord and comes along and he realizes I was wrong and he admits his sin, then the din is keren chomesh and oshon. Right? Whereas if he's caught by the Beis Din and he's found guilty without owning up, there's no keren chomesh v'asham. There's standard din of gezel. It could be kefil or whatever, but there's no keren chomesh v'asham. There's no korban. It's only for his vadu. If he's moide, then there's a korban. And I remember once the Shiva Zech Tzadik L'Racha once saying, "What's that plus da korban, dot nishka korban?" Bringing a korban is a gewaltige miler for you, because it gets you off the hook. A korban, if it's done properly, is a kapara, wiped slate clean. A person owns up from his own chet, he comes to a realization of his own that he's wrong, and then the Torah gives him the possibility, gives him the right to be able to bring a korban, to have a kapara. Whereas if he's caught and he doesn't own up, then he hasn't got that that kapara, that easy way out, if you like. He'll have to sort himself out between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam some other way. Here, the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he owned up of his own accord, he made it easier for him upon the kasha. Well, forget, he's much naughty if he doesn't own up. Well, he should definitely have to bring a korban. No. Bringing a korban is not an obligation, it's a privilege. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you. You owned up, his vadu, he owned up for doing the chet. Okay, I see you want to get good. I'll make it easier for you. The Ribbono Shel Olam helps. Well, at the time, I know he's saying he can bring a korban and have a kapar. So that's one chiddush that we learn here, is the chiddush that it's only if he owns up his vadu. The second chiddush is the case of gezel hager, that if a person steals from a ger, and of course you must have to pay back. It's no difference between a ger and an ishka ger, right? A ger is talking about a ger tzedek, so he's have to pay back. Now, of course, if the ger dies, the ger is dead, and therefore there's no yoshim. So unless he has children after he became a ger, but if he's, the pasuk says, "Ein lo ish goel," if a man has no yoresh, not the Gemara, how can he not have a yoresh? No yoresh, because he was a ger. So therefore he's all on his own. He died, so his property is hefker. So this yid who now owns up for the chet has to bring the keren lechomesh. Who does he give it to? To the Kohanim. One of the matnas kahuna is gezel hager. That's the chiddush, the two chiddushim in this parsha. One, that the din of keren chomesh osham is only by if you own up. And the second chiddush is that if it's a situation of the ger, the money you have to pay goes to the Kohen. So, let's understand a little bit here. Let's take this point first. The Torah has to make an issue of this. Give the money to the Kohen. Because one could have thought the following. The halacha is A ger who dies, b'li yoshim, all his property is hefka. Kalakodim zocha. If you get a long day, you can have it. So this yid, who stole from the ger 6 weeks ago, and he hasn't paid him back, so this money that he's got, this £100 he's got in his pocket, belongs to the ger, but the ger is dead. Kalakodim zocha. It's in my rituals. I'm muchzik, so I can keep it. Says the Torah, no, you can't. You've got to pay it back to the kohen. Do you know why? Because this is not just an issue of a momenus dikadin. But ashma hanefesh ahi. There is a very serious aveira here. Every gezel is an aveira. Every gezel is a momenus and a benodom lamukim as well. Oh, but gezel hager is much worse. Don't think that because the din is a momenus dikadin and therefore, for instance, if you steal from a yid and the yid's moichel, you don't have to pay back. He's moichel, the gelt, right? Oh, but here, you think, well, I don't need to pay it back because there's nobody to pay it back to. I've got it already. If I were to pay it back, I could take it anyway because it's hefka. Says the Torah, no, you pay that to the kohen. Keren v'chomesh goes to the kohen because v'oshmo ha'nefesh ahi, because this is a very serious crime. Why is it so very serious? Why is it more serious than other? It's poshut. What's a gay? A goy who came to the hakorah that the Derech HaTorah is the right way. He looked around him, and he's seen that the way the Yidden live, that's the way a person has to live. The beautiful example we had just now is Rus, right? She saw that the Derech HaTorah is the only way. She saw the emptiness and the vanity and the rubbish of the Derech HaOlam, and she saw the truth that that's the way to be an Ish HaTorah, and so he joined Klal Yisrael. And here he is, he's robbed by a Yid. A yid who said Nasser and Nishma, a yid who's got Yichus back to Chreswas, a Ben Abram, right? And he stole from him. So he asked him for the money back. How could he steal? He said, I never stole. And this yid even went in Beis Din and made a Shvua Sheker. Chmona Litzlam. Here's a yid who's making a Zachilul Hashem. What's this guy going to think? This ger. He's now a ger. He says, I became an achid. There's only two people who know the truth of the story. The ganav, the gazlan, and the nixal. So the yid knows he stole, and the ger knows that he stole, and the two of them are standing there in Beis Din, and he makes a shvur b'shem Hashem, that's why the Torah makes such a big issue of it. Limo mal b'shem. He's gone and done something very, very terrible. And now he wants to have a kaporo. He's going to have to come to the kohen and go and give it. It's going to make a whole big issue. He's got to pay the ken b'chomish l'kohenim, it's matnas kohuna. So perhaps by giving it to the kohen, and the kohen uses the money because a kohen is serving the burnish loam, so his life is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the activities of a kohen make a kiddush Hashem. So maybe that is a bit of the kapora rectify, that the yid who made this terrible chil Hashem is rectifying it by giving the money back to the kohen. So therefore, they helped it towards kiddush Hashem. But that's why the Oshma never shehi by limo mal, and that's also why it is out. The Mevoshim point out that the chiv of vidui for kol averus the Rambam learns from here, only here. But it says if it's vadu, the Rambam says the teshuvah do an avera you chayiv to say vidui. Vidui is a chiv, it's a mitzvah saseh to do the vidui, and it's learned from here. It's put from here. There's Tariag Mitzvahs, because here it's a very, very serious affair, and a person has to do teshuvah on this one. The Torah underlines it, as well as says the Sfasem, it's a double poshut memes. Every time a person does a maaseh ha'aveira, he's a gazlan. He uses his hand to steal. He uses his hand to hit somebody. He uses his mouth to eat a dvar asur. Who gave you a mouth? Who gave you a hand? Why did the Rishon give you all these gifts? He gave them to go against his wish. He gave them, well, tonight I'm giving you something to use for me. If you go and use something I gave you to go against me, you've no right to use it. That's Gezel. So every Aveir Be'emes has an element of Gezel. Gezel from Shemayim. The Mela, the Torah, that's why the Rambam learns it. Chiyuv, Vidu, Al-Kolat, Kol Aveir Shabbat Torah is here in Gezel, because every Aveir involves, to some extent, a Chelik of Gezel. after the parsha of Gezel HaGeh comes the parsha of Soita. And the Torah says, Ish ki sister ishtoi umal avoy ma. Sister ishtoi. So sister, the word sota means to turn away, yeah? To turn aside. So why does the Torah use this lashon here? It says Rashi from the Gemara, Ein adam choyte elim kein nichnas boy roshtos. A person, when he sins, he's a shoyter, sister, from the comparison to the word shoyter. It's folly, it's stupid. A person, if he was sitting, thinking straight, wouldn't do an avera. So we learn from here that nichnas boy roshtos. So you could ask the kasha, a shoyter's potter. If you're not in your right mind and you do something, you're not chayiv. A shoyter of cotton are not responsible for their deeds, so he's a shoyter. So what are you angry with him for? Yeah, well, he's a shoyter. You've just told me. You did an avera. You're a shoyter. No, I'm a shoyter potter. So how does it work? Ruach tus means at that moment I have a fleeting momentary madness, insanity. But anyway, okay, yeah, richtig. Oh, but Chaim Shmulevitz says in one of his in one of the drushes, he says like this. Yeah, but then you're not responsible for honest. Honest is beyond, if it's beyond your control. Honest means it's beyond my control. So that's the kasha. So how does it work? So Raham Shalem is not Tazoy, so the Moshal. There's a very dangerous soft edge of a cliff. There's a cliff there, but it's very, very dangerous at the edge there. So there's warnings, don't come close to the edge of the cliff. Don't stay away. And this guy goes along and he walks at the edge of the cliff and he's standing right at the very edge of the cliff. And because it's very, a wind comes along and it blows him over and he gets killed. Don't go to the edge of the cliff. It's not my fault. The wind kept, what do you mean? Don't put yourself in that situation. When a person only comes to a chet when he allows himself to get into the situation. He looks at something on the internet that he shouldn't look at and that causes him to elevate. Don't look. There's the stupidity. At that time, you're not chayiv for that part. Putting yourself into the situation is the shtus. Now it is your fault. You put yourself there. You know, I always wonder why, you know, a driver drives under influence of drink. It's not my fault. I thought I was drunk. I didn't know what I was doing. Don't get drunk. Don't put yourself in a situation. That's the sister. That's the shtus of Abraham Shalevitz. Putting yourself into a situation where you can no longer help yourself, where you are out of control. That is the avera. That's the shaita. Okay. Let's move on then from the soita to the nazir. Right? The soita comes straight on after the parsha of soita and speaks to the parsha of nazir. And the pasuk says, "Ish or Isha." I remember very interestingly this pasuk. When I come to this pasuk, always reminds me of a maisa that happened with myself and with the bochrim when we're at the matzah baking matzah on Erev Pesach with Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and you know the older bochrim were trying to show how much they knew, how clever they were. So somebody said, "Chama shaila." Somebody asked a shaila. Kana Isha. Be a nozer and a zero. So that was clearing. People were looking at themselves. Ram bam bam tup shap bam. Isho did a pasuk. Let come ish first of all. Isho. The man is telling you no. Isho. There's no shine of that. He's cooking it. He's shining. Clearing the pasuk. So isho ki yafli. Yafli. Rashi says yafli means to explicitly make a statement, to speak out clearly, linda to make a neder nozir lahazir l'Hashem. Okay, so somebody becomes a nozir. We'll say he becomes a nozir. He makes a neder that I'll be hanini nozir, and so stam nozir shloshim yom. So for 30 days he has various restrictions. He can't eat. He can't eat or drink anything from the vine. He can't eat grapes, and he can't eat drink wine, and he can't be metame lemesim, and he can't cut his hair. Okay, that's the nozir. There are many people who might go for 30 days without drinking wine, and who might go 30 days without being metame lemesim, and they go 30 days without having a haircut or a shave. It's normal. This person here made a neder not to drink wine, not to be metamed a mason, not to cut his hair. The pasuk says, "Kodesh ula kodesh el Hashem." Wow, nezer elokov al roishoi, the crown of Hashem. Do you know what that means? The crown of Hashem. He's even got the din of a kohen gadol. A kohen head did come in metamed for aviv anymore. He can't even metamed aviv anymore. So this person, big deal. So he's gone for 30 days. Many of us could do that on a regular basis. And he's given us that title, Nozil Hashem, and Nezer Lekov HaRoshoi, and Kodosh, he's a Kodosh. What's going on here? What's it all? What's the great sucky sheft here? The Ebenezer says, on Ki Yafli, a different touch, Yasepele. He does something outstanding, unusual, extremely unusual. But I've just said it's quite normal. It is usual. A person might not have drink wine. The Nazi we're talking about is somebody who realizes that, let's say, a situation where he nearly came to sin because he indulged in wine. Let's just say, an example. And the Gemara gives another example of this Yid who saw his reflection in the water and he saw how beautiful he was. And So he made himself a neder abi anozer. He's going keneged the teva funamensh. Zot devenezer yafli yasepele. For a person to come along and to break away from his tavas gufnias and to make himself a completely different person, he's now got a neder. Not just he didn't have wine. He's doing it because he wants to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh wow! This is a nezer elokov. This is he's a king. He's a crown prince here. This fellow. He's gone and taken himself. In order to be able to, because he's scared of an Avera. He's scared, he's worried, he might come Lidei Chet. Wow, what a level of Yerah Shamayim is here. And in fact, the Chinuch Taitz is, Eshashem Elokecha Tira. What's the mitzvah saseya of Eshashem Elokecha Tira? He says, not B'shas Chet. Long before you set up with a temptation by an Avera, strengthen yourself, give yourself armament, give yourself fortifications, that when a chet might come, you're ready to push it away. Last year, Hashemayim, to be prepared, have your weapons ready for the Yetzirah when he comes, because they'll come as a surprise when you're not expecting it. Be well prepared. That's what this Nazir is. He's scared he might be, might come to an Avera. He hasn't done anything wrong. He thinks he might do something wrong. So he goes and does an Amuritika, his Chazkas in Avodas Hashem. He's going to go away totally from these things which he believes would bring him to hate. And that way he'll be Nechnam. And Mela he's got Nezer Elokov HaRoshem. And Mela he has a crown of Hashem on his head. When he gets through the Naziris after 30 days, he has to bring Korbanos. There's two sets. If he gets through the 30 days without mishap, then he brings the Korbanos. If, by mistake, a Pesah Pisaim, the Pasuk says, the Pesah Pisaim, he became Tomei. It's not his fault. He was in a room and somebody dropped dead. So somebody had a heart attack and died, so he's Tomei, right? So he's then he has a different Korbanos. He has to bring Korbanos and he has to start again the 30 days. Okay. He's a complete honest, yeah. Yeah, I can't do that, absolutely. So, daf and vashtein azoi.
Maybe, not to be a nazar, but maybe, who knows? It can happen. May so live, if that's up his
own. Yeah, okay. So then, but he has to bring an osham for this. Anyway, so let's see azoi. The korban, let's talk about the korban when he doesn't have a mishap. When he goes through the 30 days and everything goes all right. He brings a chatos, an oila, and a shlomim. Okay. But with the shlomim come 20 loaves. 20 loaves of matzah. Right? You're kicking. You have to bring 20 to kick. Right? So the chatos, Rashi tells us, because he deprived himself of a joy in this world. And Akshwahu wants us to enjoy this world. He made the world for us, Lehanus Bem, the bracha that we said in Nissan, Lehanus Bem, Bnei Adam, people to enjoy the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And he's withheld from himself a pleasure. So that's Ashtikal Achet. Yeah, okay. Tachatos Efter Kamim Fashtein. But the shlamim is a funny thing here. This shlamim is completely different than other shlamim. If you say Eidim coming in the morning, Hatodav El Nazir, go together. A shlamim, it's a pasuk called shlamim. So we know there is a special shlamim called the Toidash Shlamov, the pasuk says. There is a shlamim, the Torah calls him shlamim, and then there's Imal Toidah Yakriveno. The pasuk says, if he's bringing the shlamim because of a Toidah. So what's the difference? Stam shlamim, he brings the shlamim to the Rosh Hashanah, it's got a din, you eat it, it's Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot. But Imal Toidah, if you're bringing it Al Satoidah because you've gone through a Sakon or whatever, Abo Chayv Lohidos, the four people that have to give bring a Korban Toidah, then it's a different Toidah. He can only bring it for one day, Yom V'Laila at Chasois. And he has to bring it lechamim. He has to bring 40 loaves with it. The nazir here is bringing the shlamim, and yet the shlamim here is nechal liyom balayla at chatzis. A toda el nazir only one day. It's the shlamim. It's like a toda, and he brings bread. He brings or not chametz. He brings matzahs. So, what's the toda doing here? The chatos for statement. We said we can explain. Oh, but where's the toda? Can I tell you where the toda is? Poshut. He got through the 30 days without mishap. Right? He got through the mishap. Shemaim decides mishaps. The Mishlam decides what would be. You have to do your best. If this person got through the 30 days and Mamele had an Aliyah Ruchni, shouldn't he turn around to say Hashem thank you? Is he not Chayv HaToida? So in his Shlamim, he brings his Chatos for the Chatos side of it, but then he has to be extremely grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam that first of all, he had the Seichel and the understanding to go and become a Nazir, and he kept it up. I mean, there's two Chalokim. He didn't succumb to temptation. He was at a Kiddush and he was desperate time, and somebody said, this terrific wine, don't touch it. If he survived the 30 days, Alpi Halacha fully, he has to be grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if nothing's happened to put him out, to spoil his Nazir, to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam, I wanted his Chaskas in Ruchnius. And I went and I did it, and I succeeded, I went through the 30 days. Thank you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's the Torah. But why the Asham, if it goes wrong? He's not done anything wrong. He's in the house, he's on a bus, and somebody counts a heart attack and dies, and he's Tommy. So, sorry, Korban, you're doing Asham. You know why? Because, as we said before, everything is in the hand of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows what's tutzach b'ayim and hatzen. If this man really, really was doing the Naziris, Kulo L'Shem Shemayim, Hashem wouldn't have put in this, wouldn't have made this happen. So there's something iffy about what's going on here. Only the Rishlam knows that. If a person takes upon himself a Naziris, which is a Muriti Gazach, Pele, says the Eben Ezra, but it doesn't work out, there's something fishy. The Rishlam can see you. What was his kavana was, or whatever. It's not kololish. It's done something wrong. Bring an asham for that now. Now do it again and do it right. And that explains the apparent stira in the zeros. One minute the pasuk calls him a chote, and one minute the pasuk calls him a chote, a kadosh. So does it does. If his motives are absolutely pure, then he's a kadosh. And if there's something missing, he's a chote. Everything depends on what tutzach in kop. It's not, we said it so many times, it's not what you do, it's how you do it and with what thought you do it. The ikka is rachmano libo boy. The Moshe looks inside to see what's going on.
Even if it's mamish kodosh l'shem, it still has to bring
a chatzos. Yeah, it does. Yeah, okay.
How do you combine the two?
No. The Meshach Chochma says a beautiful word here. At the end of the Naziris, it says, Zoyz Torah Sanazir, B'yoim Melois Yimei Nizroi, when he completes his Nazirus, Yovi Oisoi El Pesach Oil Moed. He shall bring him to Pesach Oil Moed. So bring him means come. So Rashi says, this is one of the three Esim that means yourself. Yeah? Es. And the Es can mean, Yovi Oisoi means he has to come, bring himself. I'm afraid Meshach Chochma, why did the Torah use that expression? Why not say Yovoi? So Meshach Chochma says like this, just on to Meshach Chochma. In Hilchos Naziris, it's not so very, very posh, but generally speaking, the idea of Naziris is a person feels I'm weak in a certain area in Yerushalayim, I need to boost my Yerushalayim, I'm going to do a Naziris, Okay, so he takes them upon himself in his ears. Now the halacha is that you can make it longer than 30 days. You can stam nazir shloshim yom. You can make your own length of time. Yeah, you can. So how does a person know when to stop? Yeah, I mentioned Adam Lager, it's a Latzmoy, right? I know I need Naziros. I need Shemai. So I go and I put myself into Naziros. And I go into it and now, how do I know I'm ready to step out now? Now I can go back to the world and drink wine and I'm safe. Very difficult to know. So Beshe Chochmah, there's one way of finding out. Imagine you were looking at somebody else. The somebody else was the Nazir. We're very critical of other people. When we look at him, if you think he is good enough to leave Naziris, look at yourself as if you're somebody else. That way, you've got no negius. And now you know, if you're looking at yourself as if it were someone else, and you would judge that someone else has satisfied the need that he needs for the Naziris, he's now safe to go away from the Naziris, then that's the end of the Naziris. Yovi, or you say the Torah wants to hint to you, that's the measuring stick, that's the way you will work out whether you're ready or you're not ready. Okay, as there's that Meshach Chochmah. Yovi Oisa, bring himself. As if Yovi Oisa, bring him. The word's no self. Yovi, he shall bring Oisa him. Which is two people. He brings him. So it's as if he, the Nozit, is bringing someone else. He looks at himself as if he is someone else. Yeah? Okay. Let's go to the final parasha. Chanukah Sanasiyim. At the end of the parasha, it's not Kaseidah, of course, because this is already Rosh Chodesh Nissan, well, the end of Nosa is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the beginning of Amir is Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but okay. The Torah tells us about the Chanukos HaNasim, what the Nasim brought when it comes to the HaKomos HaMishkan. So the pasuk says like this, Vayakrivu Nasiyah Yisrael, the princes brought, Vayaviu as Korbonum, they brought their Korban of Nehashem. Pasuk Gimel, here in Perek Zayin says, what did they bring? Sheish Eglois Tzov, six, Rashi says, six covered wagons, Ushnei Osaboka with 12 cattle, Agola Ashnei Anasim, one wagon between two, Vashoyla Echot. Vayakrivu Oisom, and they brought them Levnei HaMishkan. Doesn't mention anything about Korbonus. Wagons, oxen and wagons. Take it. So Rashi, what's going on here? Take it. Moshe wouldn't accept it. Yes, you can accept it. Okay. So what was Moshe's dilemma? What was the question? So I saw, it's a bit so schwer, I saw one answer that we know when they brought their korban, they brought, besides shlomim, right, etc., they brought Ketores and a Chatos. Ketores you can't bring. Yochid can't bring a Ketores. And we know already of a serious incident because of bringing Ketores on your own. So Moshe Rabbeinu was humming and hawing about. And a Chatos, you can't bring a Chatos on a Chet Yodua, you can't bring a Chatos stam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was worrying. That's why Hashem had to tell him take it. But the difficulty on that chat is, it's not mentioned here at all. It just says they brought a korban, sheish eglisov, wagons with oxen. And the korban later on. So says the Chasam Sofer, a beautiful pshat like this. What we're talking about here, it's the first of Nisan. Why did these Nisim bring these wagons? Because they knew that there's a Mishkan now, we have a Mishkan, which needs transportation. And moving the Mishkan is a very heavy business. So, in order to make it easy, to make it possible for them to be carried through the travel, the Midbar will donate the transport. They donated the wagons with it. Okay. But this is the first of Nisan. On the first of Nisan, it was not yet revealed to Klal Yisrael that the Levim are replacing the firstborns. Rashi says, I can't remember which Rashi says from there, maybe remind me. Be'echot menisam hukam Mishkan, b'sheni, is it Nisru HaParah or Bishlishi Nisman HaLevim? The two will say, I'm not renowned. But for sure, the Levim were not yet appointed to be the servants in the Mishkan until after the first of Nisan. So wait a minute now. These 12 princes came along and they brought wagons. We want to help the people schlep the Mishkan. Who were they helping? B'nai Reuven, the Nossi of Reuven, the Nossi of Shimon, the Nossi of Don, the Nossi of Tali, my firstborns in my Shevet are going to have a hard time. So I'll give an agola to help them along. They didn't know that it wouldn't be any of their Shevet that were doing it. It was the Levim. If they'd have known that, would they have given their agolas? The kaktos. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was humming and hawing. I can't tell them, because Hashem hasn't told me to tell them that, but they're not going to, their Shevet's not going to use their agolas. If they were to know, would they give it or not? So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to take. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Yedei Machshavos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in the heart of the Nesi'im. That would give, they would give it willingly, even if it won't be for their own benefit. If it's for Sheva Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kach Meitom, take it, because they would give it, Belev Sholem, even if it wouldn't be for their own use, for the use of their own Sheva. That's what I'm saying. Good Shabbos. You won't believe it.